Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we conclude part one of our conversations entitled, Winning Your Children to Christ. Here's another Spurgeon quote from one of his sermons, and I thought this would be our last quote, and we'll just jump in here a little further, but give us this quote here by Mr. Spurgeon.
Children need to be saved and may be saved. The conversion of a child involves the same work of divine grace and results in the same blessed consequences as the conversion of an adult. But there is this additional matter for joy, that a great preventive work is done when the young are converted. Conversion saves a child from a multitude of sins. If God's mercy shall bless your teaching to a little prattler, how happy that boy's life will be compared with what it might have been if it had grown up in folly, sin, and shame, and only been converted after many days. It is the highest wisdom to pray for our children that while they are young, their hearts may be given to the Savior.
That's an awesome quote there, too.
Yes, it is.
I love these.
The little prattler.
This little prattler. I don't think we've ever called our children a little prattler. Mm. But there you go. That's a great reminder right there. So seriously, we should take the salvation of our children. We should pray for them to be saved. We should train them to be saved. We should believe that they're going to be saved, and to really make it an important matter.
We have, and we're quoting all of these godly men who have lived in the past, and Mr. MacArthur, who of course still lives today. But this is all based on biblical truth.
Sure.
We don't want you to think, oh, well, they're quoting all of these preachers, but they don't have any Bible to go under. Of course, they have Bible to
have as
a foundation under their quote. So
each of these quotes that I chose are based on what we believe every biblical truth that we're going to teach you in these next couple of podcasts. Mm-hmm. Let's start as we leave the quotes and just kind of jump into our topic here. Let's start with our personal story.
Okay.
And I want the audience to hear your testimony, sweetheart. Many have. Those who have been to our revivals and things probably have heard about how you got saved, but many have not. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of briefly talk about how you came to Christ, because your dad was a great soul winner, had a great love for the family.
Yes.
He really believed in the salvation of children. And I love to hear Bethley's testimony about how her dad and her family impacted her even as a young girl. And that was a few years ago that Bethley came to know Christ. I started to tell how many, but I won't do that.
Yes, well, thank you.
And, so give us share your testimony with us.
Well, I was born into a pastor's home. My dad was pastoring in Newark, Ohio at the Newark Baptist Temple. And so my whole life was church, obviously. We were there all the time. He didn't start the church, but he took it over, and it was quite small, and he was building it, and he and Mom were just working and working to build the church. And of course, many people in the church were also working and working. So we were there all the time. Of course, we were there for services, revival meetings, missions conference, whatever, but we were there to clean it if it needed cleaned, and we were there to repair it and to build on it. And so I have many, many memories of being at the Newark Baptist Temple all the time. And of course, I was in Sunday school from a very early age. And I remember in Sunday school, my teacher, of course, they would tell us all the Bible stories. They would tell us about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. But I remember that we also had this book. It was called The Wordless Book, all colored pages, no words. And I was just intrigued with it. And I remember, too, my dad always, I mean, he would sing all the time. He sang all the great old hymns all the time. And he would love to sing Jesus Loves Me. And I remember that one on Sunday mornings, he would just be singing at the top of his lungs, Jesus Loves Me. And of course, I loved it. As a little child, I would join in, you know, and we would sing together. So I knew from an early age that Jesus did love me. But I didn't know. I was 4 years old. I was in the classroom and I had heard about sin. I had heard about Jesus dying on the cross, but it didn't really impact me. I don't know if I just, you know, I don't know, floating through life. I was four. What do I know? So I was sitting there and I just remember her talking about that black page in the wordless book being like our heart with sin. And I remember thinking, wow, yeah, I'm a sinner and my heart is black with sin. I just knew. And I went home. I remember thinking, I'm going to tell my mom and dad about this. Well, it didn't come up until later in the week. my dad ask if I wanted to go to the store with him. It was in November, so of course that's during time change and it gets dark very early outside. So I'm sure that it was not late in the evening because I had an early bedtime, but it looked late because it was dark outside. And my dad said, hey, you want to run this errand? And I said, sure. I was a big, big daddy's girl. Now I'm a big David's girl.
That'll preach.
But so I ran upstairs to get my coat and it was dark upstairs. And I thought, oh, it's dark, it's black, like sin, like my heart. So I ran and I got in the car with my dad and all the way to the store. I told him all about the wordless book and about the black page and my heart being black with sin. And when we got to the store, my dad parked the car and we didn't get out right away. He just stopped and he looked at me and he said, well, hey, are you a sinner? And I said, yes, yes, I am. I remember this has been 46 years ago.
She said it.
46 years ago, last month, as a four-year-old girl, I remember that conviction that I felt. I am a sinner and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I need Jesus. So I remember my dad asking me, are you a sinner? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, well, do you need to be saved? And I said, I do. And so my dad just said, well, let's bow our heads and pray about it. And so we did. I remember bowing my head and praying. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I do remember calling on the Lord to save me and knowing that he did. I just knew that he saved me. And goodness, I'm going to get choked up here. So after that, my dad, of course, being a young daddy and a young preacher boy, he was so excited about it. And we went in the store and he bought me a slushie, which normally he wouldn't have done probably at that time of night, giving me all that sugar. But he was just so excited. I remember going home and telling mom about it and they made a big, big to-do. It was a cause for celebration in our house. And I knew, I just knew that it was important.
Sure.
It was an important decision for me to make. And it wasn't just because, oh, this made mommy and daddy happy. It wasn't that at all. It was that I knew that I was a sinner.
Absolutely.
And I needed to be saved. And I asked the Lord to save me. And I knew that he did. And I will tell you that it wasn't that I never struggled with that. I remember being a teenager and we went to the Bill Ricks Ranch for camp. And I was sitting in the service and they had given the gospel. And I remember thinking, okay, did I do that? I think I did. I don't remember exactly what I said. And I don't think that the preacher was trying to put doubts in my heart at all. I don't think so. I just remember thinking, okay, if I'm not, that's something I need to get settled. And I remember talking to my youth pastor's wife afterwards, and she just said, well, Bethley, this is what the Bible says about accepting the Lord. Is that what you did? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did you ask the Lord to save you? And I said, I did. I remember asking him. And she said, well, then it's settled. And if you have doubts, then what you need to say is, no, I don't need to have a doubt about that because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I did it. And I know that I'm saved. And that settled it right there forever for me that I knew, yes, I remember calling on the Lord and he did save me.
That is an awesome testimony. I love that, friends, for several reasons. One is that you got all the elements there that are so important. Bethley's
yes.
mom and dad were teaching her the truths of the gospel.
Oh,
the
yes.
death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
the facts of sin and how that sin separates us from a holy God.
Yes.
Bethley would not have been able to articulate all of those theological truths, but
there
is no doubt there was an understanding in her heart.
Yes.
And if you heard that testimony very clearly there, what happened was that God took the influence of truth and
yes.
brought conviction to a young girl's heart that she definitely was convicted of her sin. She understood that God was
right.
speaking to her about being saved.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad was wisely alert to the fact that, wait a minute, this is different.
Right.
This is something unique's happening right here, right now. God's
mm-hmm.
speaking to my daughter, and took the initiative and gently mm-hmm. inquired and realized she's really under conviction
right.
and was able to lead you to Jesus Christ. So that's how you got saved.
Right.
And what a lesson for those of us who are parents. And it's an awesome truth to know that God does save children and children can be saved.
Yes. And as a parent, and we'll talk about this probably more later, but as a parent, you will know.
Yeah.
You will know when that conviction is
sure.
present.
If you've done the work.
Yes.
For sure. And, you know, we're going to run out of time here and we'll have to come back next week and continue this, but Beth and I have done a ton of work in the effort of towards seeing our children saved.
Yes.
We've worked at that. We've mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to you about what we did. We're going to give you just the steps that we followed that right. made a difference in our children's life. And there's so many issues surrounding children getting saved. Some mm-hmm. are absolutely against it. No.
Yes.
In fact, I think I'm going to give you the quote later in our teaching on here, but there was one who said, I don't think you should even try to see kids saved till they're in junior high. And he had reasons for saying it, but I think they're absolutely wrong reasons. And yet we just decided as soon as possible, let's see our children saved. Let's work on that. Let's right. believe that. Let's teach that. And each of our children made professions when they were young.
Right.
Three of our children have never appeared to doubt it, at least in the sense that they've never, they may have at times thought, did I really, and examined it, but came to the conclusion, I really did.
Right, just like
and,
I did.
And two of our children, one of our children who had made a profession some years ago, was in a service and really sensed a conviction and came and said, you know what, I don't know what happened when I was younger, but I did trust Christ tonight. I got saved. It was right. actually this afternoon. And I really believe that's probably when he did.
Right.
And I had no problem with that. It he knew the gospel, and, right. and I don't know that I understand all why did it not click when he was younger. Did he really get saved when he was younger or when he was older? Right. I don't know. But I do know that we kept giving the gospel, giving the gospel, giving the gospel, and he got saved.
Right.
And our son, who's still at home, our senior in high school, he professed faith when he was pretty young and did mm-hmm. so again probably about a year or so ago.
Right.
And the other night in our family devotions, we were talking about our salvations. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said I thought was really interesting, when I asked him about his salvation, what he said was, he talked about both. He mm-hmm. talked about when he made a profession when he was younger
yes.
and when he professed faith in Christ some months ago. And what he stated was basically the idea of, I don't know, maybe I did get saved when I was younger, don't know, but I do know that I nailed it down when
right.
I settled things a few months ago.
Right.
And so the point being that it's okay when your right. children to Christ, teach them the gospel, expect them to get saved. Here's what yes. we're going to do in the coming weeks, in the next podcast, at least. We're going to talk to you about how to teach truth, mm-hmm. about how to teach it systematically,
right?
About how to prepare your children for the moment when they hear God's voice and are sensing the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to you about praying for your children and with your children. Mm-hmm. And we're going to challenge you to believe in the salvation of your children. And we're also going to talk about some special cases. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today concluded part one of our episode entitled Winning Your Children to Christ. Join us next time as we begin part two.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.